From Trading Spaces to Property Brothers to Fixer Upper, Flip or Flop, Extreme Makeover Home Edition, where the host yells, "Move that bus." Over the last 20 years, there's been no shortage of home improvement Fixer Upper shows. Now, my favorite episodes were always the kind of extreme ones, where they would move into a or go into a house that was on the verge of being condemned, where there were stains and holes in the floors and in the walls, and maybe even evidence that a critter was living in there before they got the house. But after that house is chosen, the designer comes up with a vision of what that house could be, its potential. And they sometimes even have software where they can kind of relay out the rooms and you can start to see that vision come to life. They then develop a plan for the transformation. And then with the right tools, the right skills, the right investment, the renovation begins. Over time, walls are removed, islands are constructed, hardwood floors are discovered under ugly carpet, and then refinished, and then lots of nailing and painting. And then in the end, after a lot of work, a lot of dust, a lot of sweat, that house that was once ugly and devoid of value has been wonderfully remade into a home that is beautiful, appealing, and now full of value. Often, it's a shocking transformation. In Genesis 1:2, we are introduced to an earth that is described as tohu and bohu. Tohu meaning a word meaning formless, worthless, a thing of nothing, and bohu, a word meaning an empty waste. In the same verse, we're told that God's Spirit hovered above. Now, over the rest of the chapter, we're taken through day by day and the efforts of renovation and transformation of the earth, where the God family, through the power of the Holy Spirit, took the earth from a state described as a worthless, empty wasteland to one of great design, great beauty, and great value. God and Jesus Christ are renovation experts. They worked hard day by day. They created, they leveled, they raised up, they lowered, they shaped, they decorated. And in the end of 6 days, the earth looked nothing like it was before. It had been completely renovated and transformed. In a similar way, through the power of the Holy Spirit, God and Jesus Christ are working in each of our lives, taking us from a state of tohu and bohu, and through the greatest of renovation projects, are transforming our human minds into the mind of Jesus Christ. Today, we will look at the renovation of our minds through the Holy Spirit. The renovation of our minds through the Holy Spirit. We won't turn to 1 Corinthians 15. There, the Bible talks about how we were first all created in the image of the man of dust, but at Christ's second time coming, the first fruits of God that this Feast of Pentecost pictures will be made into spirit beings in the full image of the heavenly man, Jesus Christ. But before that can ever happen, there's a renovation project that God is currently working on daily in each of our lives. Let's turn to Romans 12 and verse 1. Romans 12 and verse 1, and here we see there's a Greek word that is used. It's only found in two places in the Bible, and we're going to look at both of them today. Romans 12 and verse 1 says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." God in Jesus Christ saved us from our doomed life. And there becomes a reasonable expectation and responsibility that each of us have to live our lives in a transformed way. Notice verse 2, and this is going to be our main scripture today, and it is packed with meaning. It starts and says, Romans 12:2, "And do not be conformed to this world." First, as first fruits of God, we're told, don't be conformed to this world, a word meaning to fashion ourselves like, to model ourselves after this present world. There's incredible pressure exerted on all of us by Satan and those around us to be like, to find funny, to adapt our thinking, our dress, our words, our habits, our passions, to all the things that are tohu and bohu, all that are worthless and empty, that are nothing. We were called when we were also in this state. And God, through his amazing power, did something and is doing something in each of our lives. Notice continuing, but be transformed. We are called to change from that state of tohu and bohu to be something completely different, unrecognizable to what we were before. So how? It says, by the renewing of your mind. Now, this word renewing didn't mean a lot to me. When I looked into the actual meaning, it's only found in two places in the Bible, and it's the Greek word anakahinosis, and it means renovation, and comes from a root word means to renovate. Our transformation process starts with a renovation of our minds. And if that doesn't happen, then the transformation can't happen. And if that doesn't happen, then we aren't the children of God. Our mind and our thinking has to be fixed. And it says that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Without a renovation of our minds, we can't prove and we can't ascertain God's will for our lives and what he's doing in this world. In some of these home makeover shows, they actually ask the persons to come alongside the experts and work right alongside them. And in a similar way, God has not asked us to sit on the sideline. He doesn't send us on some vacation and have us come back and shout, move that bus, and poof, in a moment, have our minds somehow remade into Christ's image. Now, someday our bodies will receive that move that bus moment, where in a moment, in a twinkling in an eye, we are given that spiritual body. But now we're called to partner, to be an active participant in this renovation process. Not by our power, not with our tools, not with our expertise, because honestly, on our own, we'd be a mess. Could you imagine a show where the people were told to go in and renovate this house, but they were left to their own devices to do all that, to rebuild cabinets, to move plumbing and electric, to knock down load-bearing walls? Now, honestly, that'd probably be a show I'd watch because it would be a disaster. God doesn't do that. He gives us the power to change our lives. We are equipped to renovate our minds. Let's look at the second time this word is used in Titus 3. Let's go to Titus 3. In these first few verses, look at the type of renovated home we should be, and the disaster of the house that we were. Notice in Titus 3:1, remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one. It says no one. To be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. These are the fruits of the Spirit, right? Now notice what kind of tohu and bohu house we were before. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceiving, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. That's who we were. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. How? How did he save us? It says, through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. It says he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. The washing of regeneration literally means a bath of rebirth. It's our baptism. The old man died, Christ now lives in us. And the renewing of the Holy Spirit, this word renewing, it's that same Greek word, anakahinosis, renovation. Through the baptismal process and the renovating power of the Holy Spirit, our tohu and bohu minds are transformed into something that are completely and totally different. Now, Thayers brings out that the word for renovation here, that its meaning also says a complete change for the better. It's completely better. This isn't some small repair job, you know, the house is pretty good. We might initially go into this renovation project expecting that God's only going to fix a few leaks, maybe paint a few walls. You know, I'm pretty good. But then he starts to showing us the walls that need to come down, floors that need to be ripped up, taking it all the way down to the studs and then rebuilding. It's often not an easy process. Sometimes it's a painful process and it's messy. This is the radical renovation and transformation process that God's going through with each of us. This is a miraculous shift in how we think, how we believe, and how we act. Through the Holy Spirit, we are given everything we need for this successful renovation of our minds project, to change from works of the flesh to do good works, to bear good fruit, and to obey. God's Spirit drastically changes our attitudes, our outlook, our words, our actions, to give us tools to be able to combat Satan in our lives. It gives us a spiritual sledgehammer, so to speak, to knock down walls and strongholds that are in our way, to override the pulls of our own human nature, and to be able to live as God commands. God gives us the power to transform into someone who is more sensitive, more understanding, less arrogant, more compassionate, patient, and loving. In short, to be more Christ-like. We were a house heading toward being condemned. We were one of those houses that were such a mess that might even had an animal living in the walls that had holes and all sorts of problems. We weren't very pretty. God wasn't afraid to get his hands dirty. He knew what he was getting into. He saw all the good, the bad, and the ugly in us. And in a very hands-on way, he is working with us, doing way more than us, rebuilding us from a tohu-bohu house into something beautiful. One pipe, one floorboard, one ceiling, one wall at a time, and he spared no expense to get it done. He came in with a design and a plan, saw us for not who we were, but who we could be. In Ephesians 2:10, it calls us his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. God is in the process through the power of his Holy Spirit to renovate us into one that is consistently producing good works. When we look at our lives, do we see the fruits of a renovated mind? Metaphorically, let's each be looking really hard into each room of our house. See if there's any parts that are tohu and bohu remaining. You know, some shag carpet that we've held on to, you know, it's retro, but, you know, we don't want to leave that there. As we continue to examine ourselves, do we find any parts that are unflattering that need to be removed, renovated? Things that for years maybe we've made excuses, you know, that's just who I am. Those retro parts that don't mirror Jesus Christ, they have to go. We don't want to be people who hurt people, who seek after wrong things, who act selfishly or impatiently, you name it. Whatever it is, it has to go. God doesn't pack up and leave us after a few days. God's renovation project is never done while we live this physical life. Maybe God has drastically already transformed you in many ways, but through the power of his Holy Spirit that was poured out on this day of Pentecost to his church, he will continue to work to modify and refine us for the rest of our lives. If we are willing to submit and partner with God, he will finish the project. Philippians 1:6 will be our final scripture, and it says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." Brethren, the God family is in the renovation business. The Bible is full of amazing transformations. God has given us his Holy Spirit to perform an amazing renovation of our mind. Let's fully embrace this amazing renovation effort and partner with God to remake each and every room so that our transformed lives stand in stark contrast to who we were before the renovation.